I'm not Minnie. Please stop calling me that.
In the new movie Minions, The Rise of Gru, we're going back to the 70s. No, there's no time travel. Instead, this is the origin story of the criminal mastermind turned hero, Gru, and of course, his bright yellow minions. Gru, who's just 11, dreams of joining the ranks of the world's most nefarious supervillains, the Vicious Six. And it turns out they have an opening on their team. Gru decides to apply for the job, leaving his devoted minions behind. Well, Gru gets the cold shoulder from the Vicious Six, especially their new leader, Bell Bottom. Remember, it's the 1970s. But Gru's not one to be underestimated, and when he steals a magical pendant from one of them to prove he's ready for the big time, it sets off a chain reaction of mayhem. Luckily, Gru's loyal minions are still on the job.
You seriously think a puny little child can be a villain?
Yes, I am pretty despicable. You don't want to cross me?
Come back when you've done something evil to impress me.
If you've seen any of the Despicable Me movies, you know exactly what to expect here. Despite lots of cartoony villainy, the heart of the film is once again the minions' devotion to their mini-boss, as they call Gru. But there's also plenty of toilet humor, and we get a dose of mystical magic from that stolen pendant. Older viewers will take note of sly cultural references to 70s excesses, including some questionable disco song lyrics. So we're giving Minions, The Rise of Gru, a 3.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.